Bill Murray teams up with indie director Jim Jarmusch in the new film Broken Flowers. It won second prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival. Film critic David Edelstein says it's a perfect match.
As each has grown older, the deadpan director Jim Jarmusch and the deadpan comic Bill Murray seem to have realized that deadpan can be a defense against emotion, a shield masquerading as cool. In Jarmusch's visionary neo-Western Dead Man and Murray's gorgeous performance in Lost in Translation, deadpan suggests a profound alienation from a world that makes no sense. Now in their collaboration, Broken Flowers, Jarmusch and Murray give us deadpan that quivers with feeling. Broken Flowers is Jarmusch's most conventionally entertaining film, but it's still visually rigorous, full of pregnant silence, and unfilled in a way that's tantalizing. Murray plays Don Johnston, that's John Stun, he has to keep telling people, who made a pile of money in software, but whose hobby was girlfriends, one after another. On the day his latest squeeze, played by Julie Delpy, decamps because he can't commit, Don watches The Private Life of Don Juan on his widescreen TV in his huge sterile house. And then this aging Don Juanston opens a letter from an ex of 20 years ago with no return address or postmark. It says he has a 19-year-old son who has run away to look for him. Don's pal Winston, an expansive Ethiopian played by that soulful chameleon Jeffrey Wright, is a family man with a passion for solving old-style Sherlock Holmesian mysteries. He pushes Don hard to go out into the world and find that letter writer.
I got all the info.
Well, that's very impressive, Winston. I really don't know why you did all of this. What am I supposed to do about it?
Look, your whole trip, it's all planned, booked. Reservations, rental cars, everything you need. All you have to do is give them a credit card.
What are you talking about?
You go visit them. You go to their houses. You see them. You bring flowers, pink flowers. You're just checking in.
Just checking in.
I even got maps. Everything you need. And I burn you a new CD. See? It's traveling music.
That I'll take.
Jessica Lange, Tilda Swinton, Frances Conroy, and Sharon Stone are recipients of those hopeful flowers. Each gives an indelible performance. They respond to his surprise visit in different ways, but every sad, awkward meeting gives Don a glimpse of someone he damaged and of a love forsaken. Stone is the friendliest. She's a widow who organizes closets for a living, yet there's something heartbreaking about her cheerful facade. Conroy is a former hippie love child who's now a fragile, neurasthenic prisoner of prefab McMansions that mock her utopian dreams. Lang plays an animal therapist, apparently in hiding from the verbal deception of humans. Swinton's Penny is a rural biker chick who's gone all the way into her anger. That encounter is ferociously brief. There's something a tad egocentric about the movie's scenario. We'd like to think we left a mark on our exes, but most, if not all, are probably fully engaged by their present lives and glad to be rid of us. As glimpses of unfulfilled dreams and roads not taken, though, these scenes are small miracles of pain and longing. When Don passes young men in airports or on the street, he lingers over them. The world is full of sons he never knew. There's an encounter with a kid played by the amazingly hypersensitive actor Mark Webber that is as momentous in its monosyllables as anything Jarmusch has done. This is the crowning performance in what I call Bill Murray's Loneliness Trilogy, which consists of Broken Flowers, Lost in Translation, and The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. In his melancholy, he's funny. In his funniness, he's adrift. The ironic hipster clown is now God's loneliest man. In Broken Flowers, the roads that Don drives all look the same, anonymous, like his inner life. The music suggests a private eye movie in which the gumshoe is going in circles. Will we get the Sherlock Holmes resolution that his friend Winston craves? I'll tell you this. The ending is madly unsatisfying, yet dead perfect. This is an extraordinary film.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.